Welcome to the monthly reading with T and Abby. We will be uploading every month on TTV and T Radio. In these readings, we will be discussing the energy for that month and some advice on how to get through it. Plus, Abby will be drawing the monthly tarot cards. If you like these types of readings, then please give us a like and don't forget to subscribe or follow us so you can be notified of our next upload. I will have all the links in the description to our shows, websites, and social medias. Now on to the reading.
Happy March. I have pulled 5 cards once again for our monthly reading. You'll have to bear with me. I do have a little bit of a cold. First up this month, we have the 5 of Cups, which is one of disappointment and regret. This card usually appears when a situation has not turned out the way that was expected, and there's a lot of disappointment and sadness and sometimes even regret surrounding this. But instead of carrying on and accepting that the universe is trying to tell you that it is time to let go, there's a lot of pessimism surrounding this. There's a lot of focus on what went wrong, and even sometimes how you failed, or the situation failed you, or the person failed you. This is basically a card asking you to get over it, as harsh as that sounds. Let yourself feel, let yourself go through the motions of the hurt and the pain, but it's time to release those so you can move on in a healthy and positive way. You need to pull yourself together, as difficult as that may be. With the 5 of Cups, sometimes old wounds will reappear and you kind of dwell on what happened in the past. You can blame yourself. A lot of times this card is about playing the victim of maybe negative circumstances, but it's basically just holding you back from your fullest and greatest potential. You are made for wonderful things. You deserve all good things. So let those bygones be bygones. Let the past stay in the past. And this is your time to release and heal and mend and flourish. This is a time to learn from your mistakes and reflect upon what could have been done differently, only so you can do those things differently for the future, like finding wisdom for the future. Understand these lessons because they are really invaluable and they'll make you a better person overall. Next, we have the 5 of Swords, which is one of conflict and disagreements. It can sometimes appear in relation to competition and winning at all costs, regardless of what gets in your way. There is a sense of sadness or loss as you walk away from the situation that no longer serves you. Again, relating back to the 5 of Cups, there may be a lot of resent, especially if there was an exchange of words. This card is about picking up the pieces, and oftentimes it's a lot more difficult than we initially make things out to be. Healing takes time, and releasing any anger takes time, and it's not something that is easily done. So this month might be a little bit more rocky. This is a card about basically finding peace as you move on your path to success. Next, we have the 6 of Wands, which is of success and progress and finding a new sense of self-confidence. It's a card that comes when you reach an important milestone or achievement, and it brings self-assurance and confidence and even success. But it's important to remember, abundance and success are not always monetary. This is a card about harnessing all of your strengths and talents to bring about happy outcomes and finding what truly makes you happy and what resonates with you. Obviously, there have been challenges along the way, as the 5 of Cups and the 5 of Swords reiterate, but this is about finally overcoming them and concentrating your energies on what you desire in this moment. Sometimes also with this card, there is acknowledgements. While it's generally public acknowledgements, I feel in this sense is probably more of a support system. So your family and friends and those who are closest to you, colleagues, just that acknowledgement that your hard work is being recognized. This card also encourages you to take a step out of your comfort zone towards any goals. Maybe even classes or books could definitely accelerate you forward or teach you something new or allow you to reach that success. Pursue what you desire and truly make it a reality. So up next, we have the Six of Pentacles, which is a card of giving and receiving. Sometimes it comes with charity as well, and generosity. Again, though, I have to mention that abundance is not always monetary. But the Six of Pentacles, or the Pentacles in general, are usually associated with finances. This is really a feel-good card associated with helping others. So even if you are not financially wealthy, it's about offering up your time, your energy, your love, your support to those who need it. And know that it will be appreciated and returned to you tenfold. Sometimes even it's just giving your advice or wisdom or even just giving your time to listen. Trust that every contribution that you make is valued. This is also highly associated with being grateful and the gratitude of what is given to you. So next up, or lastly, I guess, we have the Three of Pentacles. So this is one of teamwork and collaboration. Basically relates back to the Six of Pentacles. It's really about coming together as a team to create something more significant than if you were to do it on your own. Basically coming together to contribute equally. So while someone might know more than you, that does not mean that your knowledge is not valuable. So it's important to keep that in mind, that while you may still be learning, it doesn't mean you won't bring a new perspective or a forgotten about tidbit of information. There is no us versus them. It's just we. You know what you want to create, but you also know that you might not be able to create this by yourself. So if you have set a goal or a dream and you are taking the steps to get there, this card is about really gathering your resources to get to work and getting over any obstacles. To reach this state of collaboration, you really have to release anything that basically no longer serves. So no more self-pity. It's basically grabbing the bull by the horns and taking off. You really have to focus your energies of what is a distraction and what is chaotic and what is not serving you, to really get to that healing internally and being like, okay, this is what I need to do, and only I can do it myself. There might still be a lot of obstacles ahead, but with some detailed planning, you can create everything that you desire and make that progress. Keep going. The year is not even close to being over yet. So there's still going to be obstacles and challenges, but you got this, and good things will follow if you keep your eyes to the horizon. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next month in April, my birthday month.
My birthday is in April also. How cool. Sounds like that will be a cool reading coming in April, guys. Make sure you are subscribed or following us so you don't miss out. There may be a surprise for our listeners. You never know. Okay, so March carries the number 3 and resonates with communication, creativity, and personal growth. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, are you doing what is necessary to live your purpose? So as Abby mentioned earlier, it is time to get started on your personal growth. And you can do that by finding like-minded people that you resonate with in the same areas of interest as you. Join in a group with like-minded people so you can advance your knowledge, or even taking courses like mine, wink, wink, or even reading books on the topics that interest you the most. It is all about taking that first step to living your purpose. So let's talk about this full moon coming up. The moon on March 9th is the full worm supermoon. This moon will be brighter and larger than a regular moon, and is actually the first of 3 supermoons this year. This moon will reside in Virgo, and it may have you in the mood to organize and clean everything. So if you find yourself all of a sudden Feeling the urge to purge or get more organized in your life or business? Now you know why. So take advantage of this universal energy and get your life in order. March's gemstone is aquamarine, and it is all about letting go of the things that no longer serve us, which is perfect for the supermoon. Aquamarine is a very calming and stress-relieving stone. It quiets the mind and allows us to see the truth in situations by allowing us to think instead of acting on impulse. It opens our eyes to things that are not in our best interest and sends healing to our emotions, allowing us to purge without having emotional attachments. So in conclusion, this month you should do 3 things. 1, work on you and make sure you are okay so that you can take care of yourself and others. 2, organize the chaos. Even if you take only 10 minutes a day to clear a drawer, a desktop, or even a closet, organize your time more efficiently so you will have less stress. And 3, purge out the old to make room for the new. We cannot expect the universe to bring us abundance, love, or anything new if we hold on to old patterns, toxic people, situations, and even things that we no longer use or need. Do you in 2020. Let this be your year to shine. Remember the old saying, if you keep on doing what you've always done, you will keep on having what you've always had. You get it. Namaste.